Sandman Stories presents three jackal stories from the South African Folktales book, retold by James A. Honey. In story number one, Wolf learns that there are advantages to being pretty. In story number two, the jackal plays a mean trick on the wolf. And in story number three, Jackal helps Lion learn that man is the strongest. There are two South African words in these stories, so I will tell you what they mean. Kuras is a blanket made of animal hides, and a kapi is a small hill on the plains. Okay, let's begin. The Jackal and the Wolf. Once upon a time, Jackal, who lived on the borders of the colony, saw a wagon returning from the seaside laden with fish. He tried to get into the wagon from behind, but he could not. He then ran on before and lay in the road as if dead. The wagon came up to him, and the leader cried to the driver, "Here is a fine kaross for your wife." "Throw it into the wagon," said the driver, and Jackal was thrown in. The wagon traveled on through a moonlit night, and all the while Jackal was throwing out the fish into the road. He then jumped out himself and secured a great prize. But stupid old Wolf, coming by, ate more than his share, for which Jackal owed him a grudge, and he said to him, "You can get plenty of fish too, if you lie in the way of the wagon as I did, and keep still, whatever happens."
"So?" mumbled the wolf.
Accordingly, when the next wagon came from the sea, Wolf stretched himself out in the road.
"What ugly thing is this?" cried the leader, and kicked Wolf.
Then he took a stick and thrashed him within an inch of his life. Wolf, according to the directions of Jackal, lay quiet as long as he could. He then got up and hobbled off to tell his misfortune to Jackal, who pretended to comfort him.
"What a pity," said Wolf. "I have not got such a handsome skin as you have."
The end. Story number two, A Jackal and a Wolf. Jackal and Wolf went and hired themselves to a man to be his servants. In the middle of the night, Jackal rose and smeared Wolf's tail with some fat, and then ate all the rest of it in the house. In the morning, the man missed the fat, and he immediately accused Jackal of having eaten it.
"Look at Wolf's tail," said the rogue, "and you will see who is the thief."
The man did so, and then thrashed Wolf till he was nearly dead. The end. Story number three, The Lion, the Jackal, and the Man. It so happened one day that Lion and Jackal came together to converse on affairs of land and state. Jackal, let me say, was the most important advisor to the King of the Forest, and after they had spoken about these matters for quite a while, the conversation took a more personal turn. Lion began to boast and talk big about his strength. Jackal had, perhaps, given him cause for it, because by nature, he was a flatterer. But now that Lion began to assume so many airs, said he,
"See here, Lion, I'll show you an animal that is still more powerful than you are."
They walked along, Jackal leading the way, and met first a little boy.
"Is this the strong man?" asked Lion.
"No," answered Jackal. "He must still become a man, O King."
After a while, they found an old man walking, with bowed head and supporting his bent figure with a stick.
"Is this the wonderful strong man?" asked Lion.
"Not yet, O King," was Jackal's answer. "He has been a man."
Continuing their walk a short distance further, they came across a young hunter in the prime of youth and accompanied by some of his dogs.
"There you have him now, O King," said Jackal. "Pit your strength against his, and if you win, then truly you are the strength of the earth."
Then Jackal made tracks to one side toward a little rocky kopje from which he would be able to see the meeting.
Growling, growling,
Lion strode forward to meet the man, but when he came close, the dogs beset him. He, however, paid but little attention to the dogs, pushed and separated them on all sides with a few sweeps of his front paws. They howled aloud, beating a hasty retreat toward the man. Thereupon the man fired a charge of shot
hitting him behind the shoulder, but even to this, Lion paid but little attention. Thereupon, the hunter pulled out his steel knife and gave him a few good jabs. Lion retreated, followed by the flying bullets of the hunter.
"Well, are you the strongest now?" was Jackal's first question, when Lion arrived at his side.
"No, Jackal," answered Lion. "Let that fellow there keep the name and welcome. Such as he, I have never seen before. In the first place, he had about 10 of his bodyguards storm me. I really did not bother myself much about them, but when I attempted to turn him to chaff, he spat and blew fire at me, mostly into my face. That burned just a little, but not very badly. And when I again endeavored to pull him to the ground, he jerked out from his body one of his ribs, with which he gave me some very ugly wounds, so bad that I had to make chips fly, and as I parted, he sent some warm bullets after me. No, Jackal, give him the name." The end. So, in these stories, Jackal seems to play the role of the troublemaker that is not as strong, but is much wiser than the brutes that he hangs out with. Today's podcast shout-out is One Mike Black History by Country Boy. Each episode of One Mike centers around little-known events or persons from Black history, selected for their effect on African Americans and American history. The show has already covered Booker T. Washington, the Negro Leagues, and the Harlem Hellfighters. This is an excellent podcast covering Black American history subjects that are often left out of American history books. And if you like it as much as I do, go give it a 5-star rating on iTunes. Our listener shout out is to the listeners of Flanders, Belgium. You are 100% of my listeners in Belgium. Thank you, and good night.